satisfied at the end of our exercise for this Tuesday, the 8th of October. We will be more enlightened, feel better about where we are with our attention to the issues of the day, what our opinions are, what does all of this mean to you, what is the president doing, what are the various players in the government shutdown doing, what about the debt ceiling, where is Chicken Little, where is Chicken Little when we need him. All right, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is my cohort here as we work our way through some of these issues. And Michael Fortier, we're thankful for having him at the helm of our controls in Washington, and most of the time we feel that way. Kenny has managed to survive the Santa Ana winds. In fact, I think probably they were about 4 miles an hour outside of your house. But there's more movement there than there is in the government shutdown, I can tell you that. Even at 4 miles an hour, he's better off. So we've had this for, what, a week now, Kenny?
Yeah, a week from today, I think.
A week ago. All right. So, this started a week ago or so, and the debt ceiling next week is the real cruncher. So that becomes part of the discussion. The Speaker of the House, Mr. Boehner, says a clean spending bill with no of the amendments that deal with some of the things in the health care bill will not pass. The president suggested that Mr. Boehner prove that by holding a vote. Brinksmanship, ego, control, power. Meanwhile, most of the American public is nonplussed by all of this, to the point that I saw a poll yesterday that showed the ratings of Congress at 14%. So that means 14 out of 100 think that Congress is doing an adequate job. I would think these people would want to, or maybe they just figure the American public is stupid, Kenny, and they'll forget all about this because a year from now they'll be steeped in this election, congressional election, off-year elections, they call it, and we'll have more of the same old yada, yada. Somewhere there is an elimination of the fear and people just throwing off the bounds of government. Maybe this is good because people are figuring out how to do things on their own. We've become so dependent, so attached. I've, over the past week, gone through any number of scenarios on this program and any number of hours that we've been on the air and try to point out to people how ridiculously tied we are. It's like a suckling pig on the mother. Right, you got to get to the nipple and keep sucking or you don't survive. But you know what? There are a lot of pigs that have survived on their own. Mother dies. What happens? Well, sometimes I remember a story when I was a kid on the farm. Always the analogy for me is going back to the farm because that's my root. And many of you have roots there. The roots of America are in agriculture. And many lessons come from watching the cows and the pigs and whatever else you may have on your farm as they survive. And survival sometimes comes out of instinct. What do your instincts tell you about all of this? Does it really, really, really have to, the government have to be as big as it is? So that's the question I'd like you to think about, and you can reflect on it at 888-302-DOUG, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, or Twitter at Good Day Show. So is there a practical approach to this, Kenny, that we're getting from some of our listeners who feel that this is a good time for them to express themselves?
Paul says that Obama's government shutdown just proves how few government workers we really need.
Mm-hmm.
He says we should eliminate 50% of those non-thinking jobs.
Non-thinking jobs. That's interesting. Pretty serious. That's an analytical discussion right there, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
Chad says it's really sad how many people rely on the government for their very existence.
Mm-hmm. And we've allowed them to make it. Back to the suckling pig. That's the analogy that works here. One of the things that happens in this hour, especially with the Good Day program, is we take a lot of analysis, a lot of conversation from various programs that we monitor around the country, some good hosts on great radio stations, so that we can present as many sides as possible to these issues, hear them, and allow you, encourage you, to make up your mind. Oftentimes I hear from people, my mind was changed by a story I heard from a caller or a host. Here's Vinnie Penn, who thinks there's so much fear tied to the shutdown and the debt ceiling that's coming from all sides. He's getting to the point where he just doesn't believe any of it.
I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I spent a good long time this weekend with a lot of my buddies talking about this government shutdown is messing me up. It is. It has gravely affected my life, my lifestyle. I'm a nervous wreck. I don't know about the rest of you. And now if we're going to default on top of it, is my car going to start? Will my car still start in the morning if we default? I think the point I'm trying to make here, albeit awkwardly, is we're going to get to a point where nobody cares anymore. It's the boy who cried wolf. It's the first lesson you teach your children. I hate to do this. I don't really remember imparting that lesson over and over with my daughter, but my son needed to know that you just keep going on and on like, oh, this is bad, this is bad, this is bad. We as a people will just be like, oh, here, whatever. We're just going to be completely disenchanted, completely disenfranchised. By the time the next election rolls around, we were invested this last time. By and large, we'll be like, I really don't care who. Chris Christie, Hillary Clinton, whatever. You're ticking us all off. The media is pushing us to a point. Media just keeps crying, fire, this is bad, chaos, melee, decapitation. And we're all just going to shrug our shoulders, collectively shrug our shoulders and be like, I just don't care. We are all dangerously close to a point. It will affect the next presidential election because the American people, by and large, are so sick of the shenanigans in Washington and the boy who cried wolf. We don't care. We don't care. Whatever word it's Mad Libs. You can take out sequestration, put in debt ceiling. Take that out, put in default. Take that out, put in government shutdown. We don't care about Washington anymore. We don't care about what's happening anymore. At some point, we're going to be like, I just don't even care about Obamacare anymore.
All right. So how does that push your buttons listening to that fellow and his discussion of fear? All of the things that I'm reading, I'm doing a lot of reading these days about fear and destiny and those sorts of things, and you can't get to a goal if you're afraid to get there. You just won't. Fear will stop you. So how do we get beyond it? I thought that was a great recipe, Kenny. I don't know this fellow, Vinnie Penn. Where is he? What station is he on?
He's in Connecticut.
Really? Is he on the TIC?
Or another no.
Really? I'd like to know. I don't know him. I'd like to find out more about him.
He was somebody, I think that you met him at one of the talkers things not too long ago.
Did I?
He's in New Haven.
New Haven. Okay. I liked what he had to say, didn't you? Did you like what he had to say?
Yeah, very much. I don't think anybody in government gets it at all.
Yeah, they don't have to.
They don't care about us, and they're going to keep shoveling the same stuff.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. So we are not advocates. Kenny has his opinion about things. I have mine. You have yours. Coming to a consensus maybe helps in the circumstances that we find ourselves facing. So think about it and continue to work it through, and let us know what you think at any given time, whether it's today, tomorrow, next day. I'm here, you're here, we're here. This is Good Day, here, at 16 after the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Let's get it started.
My business runs on efficiency, and today I found my secret weapon, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team helped us upgrade our credit card processing, and we saved a bundle. Didn't charge us a dime for new equipment. Our profit is up, and so am I.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Get your first $5,000 of credit card processing free and save up to 15% or more on your monthly charges through North American Bank Card. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What will it take to end the shutdown? Here's Elise listening in Indiana about Republicans and Democrats.
I kind of believe that the Republicans have done us a service and a disservice at the same time. If you look at where the conversation started at first it started with the defunding of Obamacare, and now they've pretty much backed away from that, and now they're talking about other concessions that the Democrats and that they want from them so that the country doesn't go into default. Obamacare started out to be the problem, but now look at where they're going. Look at where, I think it's all kabuki theater. I think that the Democrats and the Republicans came up with this together because they've been talking about making all kinds of cuts to the deficit and what they want to cut. Now, the only thing that they really can get their hands on is entitlement programs, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. So we need to look at the Republicans have done us a service by saying no to everything that President Obama and the Democrats have come up to. And also it's a disservice because Democrats, by the Republicans saying no to everything, the Democrats are on the defensive and saying that you hate the president because he's black. You hate the president because he's a liberal, which he's not. If you look at President Obama's, what his agenda and everything that he's come about, all he's talked about is reducing the debt and taking away chain CPI and a lot of Republican ideas. The health care bill is basically a Republican idea. It came from the Heritage Foundation. We need to stop being so emotional about this and start looking at it from a very logical point of view.
Wow. Logic prevails. Hoo-ha! 888-302-3684. That's the good day number.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This is Matt Cherminsky, who didn't make it past the blind auditions last year, opening up The Voice last night with Have a Little Faith in Me. Go ahead, Michael. Such a long time, girl, expecting nothing in return, except for you to have a little bit of faith in me. Faith is a very important thing, isn't it? Do you have faith in your elected officials? Probably most of you will say no to that. And that's kind of what the sum and substance of a lot of this discussion is, as we focus on the situation with our government and how bad it is. And that's because you're allowing it to be that way. It's basically, that's the bottom line, that the soul of our country is you. The mind of our country is you. So if it's all screwed up, it's because you're all screwed up. So how do you fix it? Here's Taco's Mario Solis Marish talking to economist Loretta Napoleani about what Ms. Napoleani believes would actually happen if the shutdown continues.
What would actually happen, do you believe, here in the U.S. if the U.S. were to default on its loans?
Well, it would be a major shock. It would be, I wouldn't say it would be a catastrophe, but I think it would be close to a catastrophe.
Now, people are saying that credit, you know, would freeze up like it did in 2008 and 2009.
Yeah.
You see it going that far? Is that actually?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, basically, if the ceiling is not increased on the 17th of October, the country could technically run out of money, because, you know, there will not be money printed in order to, you know, pay for the debt, to service the debt. So yeah, I mean, we could say something similar to the Lehman Brothers collapse. Also, the other thing is that nobody anticipated something like that. Although, you know, everybody's talking about something like this has never happened. We have been in this situation before many times, and at the 11th hour, the ceiling has always been pushed up. So it's something like sort of stalemate takes place and people right. don't reach an agreement. You know, we're dealing with the Tea Party also.
Yes.
So they're very ideological. On the other side also we have Obamacare, which it is the most important thing for the president. I think he's not going to compromise on that. So, I mean, it's a difficult situation.
So if the U.S. were to default, what happens to the world economy?
We'll have a contraction similar to 2008. I mean, we will have a stock market collapsing everywhere. People all of a sudden will be afraid of their investment. There's been a lot of money invested in real estate, for example, in Europe. Lots of people will pull out. They'll try to be as liquid as possible, so they'll try to sell their assets so we can have a collapse in housing prices in Europe and possibly also, of course, in the U.S. So we'll go back to that nightmare scenario of 2008. Yeah, I think it's very likely. But I do not think that something like this is very likely to happen. I think they will find an agreement because it's too nasty to think about it.
Yep. So it is 888. The whole thing's pretty nasty, actually. 888-302-3684. So more on this from various points of view, including perhaps yours, coming up here on Good Day.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Discussion continues to be the government shutdown and where we are going, what will it take to end it, etc., etc., etc. So we get some of your calls on this in a matter of moments. The thing that is troubling here is we have most everybody focused on it with solutions, except the people who are supposed to be solving this, that we have quote-unquote hired to do it, our hired guns. One of the things that in my reading and understanding what's going on, Kenny, there are a lot of people who are asking these questions about the essential versus non-essential personnel, and what are these people doing, and how are they doing it. I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to lay this on. Every once in a while, I come up with a theme, and I'll use it in each hour of the program. For those of you who don't know, this program airs 6 hours a day, every weekday. So there's lots of time to discuss issues and to bring things to the surface. So here's something that I'm not sure you understand about our high incarceration rate in prisons in our country. Who's there? What are they in jail for? Aside from the people who commit acts that have always been considered crimes, like murder and theft and robbery and so on, we as a country have filled our jails with those people who pose absolutely no threat or very little threat to the rest of us. For example, last year, 54% of federal prisoners were there for some drug crime or use. Think about our attempts to control the flow and use of illegal substances. It has been an incredibly, unbelievably bad attempt. It has served mainly to increase the prices of illegal drugs, enrich some of the most contemptible people in the world, provoke a culture of death and violence in our inner cities, and swell these prison populations without materially reducing the consumption of drugs or confronting the issues of addiction that drive this behavior. It's as if we'd learned nothing from Prohibition, which had at that time destroyed so many lives. Alcohol is freely available, relatively inexpensive, and no longer the source of widespread crime. Millions of people have become addicted to all sorts of substances, alcohol included. But can we manage them without throwing them into jail or declaring war on what is a common human craving? You benefit from the taxes other people pay to drink. What purpose does it play in our lives to punish people for using these substances? And when you think about how much money is involved, look at the budget numbers for the prison system. Never mind the state, never mind the local, never mind the county jails, but the federal system. We're all so focused on the federal government. So look at the numbers for the federal system. How many billions of dollars are spent housing, warehousing people in overcrowded situations pretty much across the board in every prison that exists? It's overcrowded to the point of almost 2 to 1. Built for 1,000, got 2,000 in it. And most of them are people who are there because they're addicted to some drug or alcohol, whatever. And instead of treating it, we keep them there and pay basically somebody $40,000 a year to house these people who are not, they're not even on the unemployment rolls, I don't think. Are they, Kenny? I mean, this would be a fascinating study to make. Now that I'm bringing it up, I'm thinking, well, this is pretty interesting. Let's dig around this. Let's find out whether the prison population is included in the unemployment lists or not. My hedging bet is they are not. And if they are not, how many of them are there who are wards of the state? That is, wards of you and me, our largesse through the taxes that are extricated from us to keep these people in jail. Who in our society, honestly, is there a majority of people, a serious majority of people in our country, who think all these people ought to be in jail? The answer to that question is no. So why are they in jail? Why are we paying $40,000 a year to keep these people in jail who are no harm to society and are not creating anything except a bigger bill? Am I nuts or not? What do you think, Kenny?
Well, I think they're in jail because the laws need to be changed. And we have lawmakers who have no spines who won't try and change a law about drug convictions, no matter how ridiculous it might be, even if it's a minor amount of drugs that somebody was going to use on their own, or any other crime that doesn't impact anybody else, no lawmaker is going to step up and try and get rid of it. And if they do, they'll get attacked by their opposition, and they'll have to backtrack, or they'll lose at the polls. And then whoever comes in next certainly won't take it up.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of lawmakers who have no spines, who won't stand up for doing anything right.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Democrats controlling the Senate are planning to try to pass a standalone measure to increase the government's borrowing cap, challenging Republicans to a filibuster showdown that could unnerve financial markets, as we heard in a discussion in the last half hour. So let's go back to the discussions that we have monitored from various radio and television programs. For example, yesterday on The View, the ladies talked to a political analyst named Matthew Dowd about the continuing shutdown.
What the hell is going on in Washington right now? Because it's, what the hell is going on?
Well, I think this is, obviously, in my view, the Republicans have made a huge error in doing what they're doing on this particular issue since the president's health care already passed. We already had an election. It's already done. Get on with it.
It's all about punishing the Republicans trying to punish Obamacare.
Yeah, it's well, punish the president. Here, punish the president.
But I think there's two things in this. I think there's egos involved on both sides. And anytime you get in a fight, as we all know, in a relationship, whatever, egos rise. You forget what you're arguing over.
Right.
And at some point, somebody in time has to, like, cool it and say, look, we need to move on with this and get done with it. But the other thing I think it represents, a bigger issue, which is people's loss of faith and trust in the federal government. They have complete loss of faith or trust in the federal government. They saw what happened with Katrina. They see what happened with a number of things.
Right.
And actually, even some of the implementation of the health care, they've lost trust in. So Republicans represent a valid position. They're just going about it
badly. Have they lost faith in the Republicans and the Congress? Have they lost faith in the president?
Well, the president's job approval is as low as it's been in his whole presidency right now. They have the Republicans' job approval is at a dismal level in the course of the course of this. This is like a mud fight where the other side is saying you're dirtier than I am, you're more muddy than I am.
I want to know more pointed. Why can't we get a continuing resolution passed when all of the Democrats and some Republicans want this to happen? Who's stopping it?
Well, who's stopping it is the Speaker of the House right now, Boehner. And the reason
he does have a majority, but he doesn't have the majority of his party.
Well, and the way obviously the House works is if you have a majority of the party, everybody stays in line, you're able to block whatever's happening in this. I think in the end, it's become about ego.
All right, so that's a left of center overview of that. Would you agree, Kenny? Sort of a left of center overview.
Yeah.
Okay. So right of center presents itself. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. How about we try Michael Cut number 96. Roger Taylor talks to Jennifer DePinto from CBS about the polls regarding the shutdown. Once again, a focus on what I said in the last half hour. How many of you are supporting or think Congress is doing a good job?
Have we learned anything about people's feelings on the shutdown of the government?
Well, they are not happy. 72% of Americans disapprove of shutting down the government due to differences about the health care law. Most Democrats and independents disapprove of this action, but we see division among Republicans. 48% of Republicans approve of shutting down the government due to differences about the health care, while 49% disapprove. However, when you look at Tea Party supporters, 57% of them actually approve of shutting down the government due to differences about the Affordable Care Act.
Looking at the independents, being opposed to the shutdown is one thing, but who they think is responsible would be yet another question in that for that group. Did you get any information on that?
We did. Independents are more inclined to blame Republicans in Congress rather than the president and the Democrats for the government shutdown. Americans overall feel the same way. 44% blame the Republicans, while 35% blame President Obama and the Democrats. And it's interesting that those numbers have barely moved since before the shutdown. When we asked the question last week, who would you blame if the shutdown were to occur? And we saw virtually the same numbers.
Did that surprise you?
It actually did. I thought after a couple of days of the shutdown that maybe, you know, it would have moved in one way or the other. But it seems like people, at least at this point, are more likely to blame Republicans.
888-302-3684. How's that all settled with you? 16 before the hour here on Good Day. Call's coming up next on Good Day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads.
For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch you brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a Lifetime Achievement Award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
888-302-3684 is our connection line here on Good Day. Here's Teresa in Idaho, thinks we deserve better.
I'm very disappointed in our government. My husband is a Korean veteran. He's on disability. And he was to go in for cancer surgery on this next Wednesday. It's been canceled. And it was very, very important that he had that done. And I think it's a terrible thing of what our congresspeople are doing to us, the American people, who want us to stand up and vote for them. And our country is too good to have these people that are in there right now.
888-302-3684. We're stuck on the shutdown for a few more minutes here as the focus on your calls. Is it the Tea Party? Who's you want to find a person or a group to blame? Here's Larry in Ohio.
I think the Tea Party is going to have to straighten their act up. They're destroying what is left of our country. Now, as I understand it, when the Republicans took over in 2010, everything started happening. But in 2001, when Bush took over, there was a surplus. We had a balanced budget. Instead of putting the money onto the debt or doing something useful with it, like a rainy day fund, we decided to pass out a couple bucks to everybody so that they'd feel a little good for a little while. Get big bucks to the top people. And then we decided to go to war, and we decided to give another tax cut. Then we decided to go to another war, another tax cut. Then we give them another Medicare Part D without paying for it. And then leaves office with a big debt and a financial crisis that's even worse than mine. And I think they're allowing too much power for that Cruz character, and he gets way too much space time. And I'm really embarrassed with State of Ohio because of Mr. Boehner.
All right, well, there you go. Enough on that. Let's move on to a couple of other things as we have time here, because the Good Day program still is aware of your time and the essence of your time, how valuable it is. So squeeze some more ideas into your head as we move ahead.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Program. Let's move away from the discussion of both the health care bill, which we didn't have in retrospect, Kenny. We didn't have much time on that. It was mostly about the budget shutdown, politicians, et cetera, et cetera. That's what we've had so far in this hour. Moving into the discussion of special forces action this past weekend, U.S. officials said yesterday that interrogators are going to question the Al-Qaeda operative aboard the American warship where he has been moved, Abu Anas al-Libi. Am I pronouncing his name right?
Sure.
Well, it was captured on the streets of Tripoli over the weekend. Officials say he'll be held in military custody for the next couple of days, or maybe even a couple of weeks. His interrogation will be conducted aboard the USS San Antonio in the Mediterranean by a team specializing in so-called high-value targets. He will then be taken to the U.S. to stand trial because he apparently was the mastermind of the 1998 bombings of the American embassy in Kenya and Tanzania. Here are hosts Dave Ross and Linda Thomas talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about both of the raids over the weekend, the one we just talked about in Libya and the other one that took place in Somalia.
I keep reading on the internet when things like this happen. Oh, this is optics. The president's looking for some way to distract from the shutdown. So, can you either confirm or disabuse us of that notion?
Well, Dave, you know, I'm surprised that it did come out. Usually, you know, kind of in the old days, the days of the Cold War, these were not as publicized as they were. I mean, it comes out on a Sunday as well, the information comes out. So, you know, it does, though, prove one thing. It does prove that we do have calendars. One of the things that this enemy has always felt is that we only had watches and not calendars, that we were never going to stick to our guns and things. But the fact that we've been chasing this guy for so long, we have followed it through, is good from the American side.
So we've captured one of these guys who's one of the most wanted terrorists in the world. Are we going to learn anything from him?
You know, a lot of the things that he'd been involved in had been so far in the past, and it looks like from what he has been doing the past few years has not been anything related to terrorism. I mean, he had a family, had sons, a wife, tried to live a normal life in Libya for what that was worth. So, you know, he was high hiding in plain sight from the beginning in there. So we might learn about things in the past, but whether we learn about things on a going forward basis really remains to be seen.
And does this deter anybody or just create new terrorists when we do stuff like this?
You know, I think this could deter, and that's because of that issue of, you know, here's a guy that was involved in 1998 bombings, you know, 15 years ago or so, and I think that in and of itself shows that, you know, through different administrations, that that it's a good thing that we chased him. Now I do think that the administration's going to have to deal with this issue of, you know, no lawyer interrogations, you know, snatching and grabbing someone on a sovereign soil. I mean, we wouldn't put up with this. We wouldn't put up with another country coming into the United States, grabbing somebody and putting them on a ship. So, you know, we're a little out of bounds here, which is, I'm surprised that this president of all, who didn't like that the Bush regime did this, the Bush administration did this, now is doing the same thing himself.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? Turnaround is always fair play. 888-302-3684. A counterterrorism raid, which was supposed to capture a Kenyan terror suspect in Somalia, did not work. We have had success, and there's been failure. This fellow, known by the name of Ikrima, wanted in a plot to attack the Parliament building and UN headquarters in Nairobi. The SEAL Team 6 guys, the SEAL Team 6 planned to nab him at his compound, but were forced to abort the mission. The SEALs were spotted as they came out of the Indian Ocean in small boats, and a fight ensued. They lost the element of surprise, and along with that, chance to take this guy alive. The commander could have called in an airstrike, but decided against doing that because there were too many civilians in the compound. So the team withdrew. None of the SEALs was hurt. One or two of the men that were around this guy they were trying to get were killed or wounded, apparently. So one success, one failure. So now Libyan militants have called for the kidnapping of Americans in Tripoli and for attacks on gas pipelines and ships and planes to avenge the capture of the Libyan that we were talking about a few minutes ago. Libyans have been told in various messages and blog sites to close off entrances and exits to the capital, to kidnap citizens of the United States and its allies in order to use them to bargain for the release of these people that were captured. Because apparently, Kenny, there were others who were captured, people that were working with this guy, Al Libby. So they're in the mix as well. So now we've done this, and Americans are at risk again. What do you think of that? That's a rhetorical question since we're out of time in this hour, but it is certain something to ponder. Responsibility is a heck of a thing, and payback is too. So is all of this worth it? Time will tell, I guess. 59 after, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.